And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the national debt has crossed $40 trillion. We hit $38 trillion last October, $39 in March, and $40 trillion earlier this week. That's $1 trillion every 5 months, and that pace is speeding up. When the debt first touched $1 trillion, Ronald Reagan was in office and went on television and told the country to treat that as a warning. Nobody's giving much of a speech now. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin came the closest, calling what we're doing to our children immoral. Yeah, Proverbs says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. We're leaving them a lot of debt. And the people who ran up that tab would like a word with you about a donation. Starting September the 8th, that gets a lot easier because Google announced the Gmail Verified Sender program on a help page earlier this week, letting registered campaigns, parties, and PACs skip the spam filter as long as they keep complaints under 0.3%. Republicans spent years arguing Gmail buried their fundraising email while the other sides sailed through. The RNC sued and lost, and so this is the fix. And it also comes about 8 weeks before the midterms. It applies to everyone, which means the reward for getting treated fairly is an inbox nobody's going to be able to dig out of. Reaching voters is easy. Surviving them, however, is not. Congressman Eugene Vindman, a first-term Virginia Democrat, went to a King George County Democratic Committee meeting last week to rally his own people and got shouted down instead. The offense? A vote in May when he was one of 8 Democrats backing a bill that requires schools to get a parent's permission before changing a child's name or pronouns. A committee member told him to shut up and listen, then dropped an F-bomb in the hallway. Well, that's professional, isn't it? Vindman fired one back. Oh, he's professional too. And then he walked out and apologized the next day for his tone, not the vote. His whole defense, I'm a parent, I'm a dad. And apparently that's provocation now. And calling a thing what it isn't, well, that's something that's going around. The Anglican Church of Canada approved a 66-page liturgy in June, in case you missed this story. They approved it for members who've chosen assisted suicide. It includes confession, anointing, communion, and prayers read minutes before the procedure. The introduction insists that the church isn't taking a side. Ken Ham of Answers in Genesis called it exactly what it is, prayers at the bedside of someone ending their own life while insisting it isn't a blessing. Canada has approved over 76,000 of these deaths. And a church that won't take a firm stance by saying what is wrong winds up saying a whole lot of nothing anyone needs to hear. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.